to the Ladies of Liverpool podcast.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Ladies of Liverpool.
With Leanne Campbell.
Hi gang, thanks for joining us once again. It's podcast time. Welcome to the Ladies of Liverpool gang. If it's your first time, hello to you. Make sure you're rating, you're reviewing and you're subscribing at iTunes. So this week, we've got Miss Georgie Porter. She's back in Liverpool. She's doing Fame the Musical at the Empire. And I've got to be honest and say, I haven't laughed so much recording a podcast since the podcasts began. You are going to belly laugh along with this. She's so honest. And being mates, I can ask all those questions that maybe other interviewers wouldn't dare. We talk about the whole shebang and you're getting it all right now on Ladies of Liverpool. Enjoy.
Ladies of Liverpool.
Everything Liverpool.
Everything for ladies.
Here's the little sex bomb herself, Georgie Porter.
Hi. How have you been?
I've been manic. How have you been?
Yeah, really crazy. Visiting places.
You've been on tour, literally, it seems like since we finished Panto 2 years ago.
Yeah.
What did you do straight after? Did you go back to LA? Because you were living in LA for a while.
Did I do the jungle after Panto? No, I've done that before. I already did that.
Yeah.
Oh, that was ticked. So then I went back to LA.
I think you did. And you did the spot advert again.
Yes.
There's another one of those.
Which, to be honest, I think I've saved lives. I know that sounds drastic because I showed my face as a kid what it used to look like, which, oh my goodness, why did no one tell me to wear makeup for my year 11 photo?
You were gorgeous.
Well, I had like a, you know, a dot to dot. You'd have probably...
But we all look like that, babe. It's only now.
Yeah.
That kids go to school looking like they're going on a night out.
Glamorous, aren't they, nowadays?
Can you imagine the stress if you were going to school with these girls with like full-on extensions, eyelashes,
imagine.
Full face of MAC makeup?
No, I couldn't even thought about that. But so obviously then people would tell me and be like, oh, I've got a face like that. And I'd be like, but look at my face now. Like, you can change. So it's given them hope.
It has.
It will disappear.
So those adverts, going back, so you've done a couple of them. I have to say, there was another one after the Panto, but there was one before them. What was the advertising again?
Proactive.
Yeah, that's right, yeah, the proactive adverts. Yeah. You've seen them. And they're on when you watch the Kardashians, aren't they? They pop on the adverts.
I am so sorry that they're on so much. I apologise. I come in on a night out and I hear my voice and I'm like, oh, am I this drunk? Am I talking?
How do you find your motivation to do the sad bits in those adverts? You know when the music goes and you go, I was really spotty as a child.
Do you know what I can think about?
What do you think of as your motivation?
I think of things like tortoises with no shells. And puppies with no homes. Like, really sad stuff. Like, really to get deep into those things.
Well, it works because you have me crying my eyes out.
I touched you.
You touched me.
I used to feel like people weren't looking at me. They were always just looking at my skin.
So you're doing that and that's fab, but you're still on our screens doing that because after Hollyoaks...
Does it not end? Am I still on?
You're so sorry. You're still on the telly, I believe. But you went missing after Hollyoaks. We didn't know what you were going to pop up in.
Yeah.
But it seems you've gone a totally different way.
Yeah.
You've gone into like theatre.
So I went to LA, I came back... not having found a boyfriend. I came back and I did an audition, like average Joe, everyday person.
Yeah.
Not because I've been on telly, I get things, you know, given.
So you didn't get a private casting for Fame?
No, it literally was like a normal everyday thing. So I did the audition to play Iris Kelly, who's a ballerina. And obviously I'd not danced for 10 years. So I thought, there's no way I'm going to get this, not a chance. So I really poured my heart out, did all the scenes. And I got it. And I did the dance audition and I woke up paralysed.
So when you get the job, you think, I'm going to literally be walking around with straight legs.
Stabilisers. I need a pulley and stabilisers because I'm quite old now.
Mm.
Like, I'm actually quite old. And everyone else is, like, just fresh out of college.
Oh.
Really young.
So what's that like, being, like, one of the oldest in the cast?
Do you know what, Leanne? It's really funny because I, like, see things in the life and I'm like, they'll recognise that one day. Oh, and
yeah.
They kind of not come to me with advice, like, you know, like ask me things because I just think I'm not here to teach them.
No, we have to make our own mistakes, don't
yeah.
we?
Yeah. And you know, you
but
can
you
see
can
it.
See it as a grown, fully fledged woman.
And I'm like reliving my 20s and I'm like, oh, that's not going to last.
Yeah.
Oh, I can see this happening.
Yeah,
and I find it funny.
Because as you get older, and I imagine the more dates or the more, you know, broken hearts you've had, it's easier to spot how it's going to go wrong.
Yeah. And thank God for Misha Paris, because she's in the show in Fame and she's like my guidance. And then we both have a little chat on the side of the stage and we look at everyone and we're like, oh, Oh, this is going to happen. And she can tell the future without even knowing anyone.
Has she got kids?
Yes.
She's going to say kids. Once you have kids, you sort of become a little bit psychic.
Yeah. Yes.
With things, you get like this spidey sense.
And she has that with me. Mm. She's like, I can see this happening with you. And I'm like, nah.
Well, I got it all wrong because I saw you. When you finished Pants, I was like, babe, you're going to go back to LA. You're going to meet someone. You're going to fall in love. You're never going to come home, which would be sad because your mum adores you.
Yeah.
And your mum doesn't go to LA. She's still at home in Manchester.
I mean, I took her to LA and I nearly killed her.
What happened to her?
I took her for a hike, which is a casual thing you do over there.
Seen it on the Kardashians.
Everyone does it. Dead easy. I forgot that she's 60 in April. And I forgot to bring her water. I forgot to bring bottles of water.
Yeah. It's not like you, Georgie. You're usually very organised.
So, you know me very well. So I'm taking her on a hike on mountains surrounded by vultures, flying around, almost picking my mum off.
Your poor mother.
Because she was so thirsty. She was so old. She wanted to stand under twigs. And it was a four-hour hike. I forgot how long and how far away I parked my car and how long these mountains are.
Yeah.
She was literally grabbing at people's ankles like,
oh,
help me.
Oh, woman.
And these American people are like, you need water. What have you done to your mom? And I'm like, it's fine. Just be okay. But obviously, she
did she try and cop you off with anyone while she was there? Because she'd love you to settle down and meet someone.
She actually met a guy I was dating at the time.
Mm.
And he was lovely. Mm. But he just wanted to do everything for me and like pay for everything.
Yeah.
And I literally pulled my extensions out being like, I need a job. I need my own money. So I had to stop it and had to end it.
Oh,
no.
What a shame. What a lovely life that would have been.
I look back now and think, I could have had a car bought for me.
When you're on like your seventh performance of the week in fame.
With a back pain.
Rubbing your Raljex or whatever it's called on your thigh.
Tiger balm, stinking of the stuff.
Going, where's that fella now? Yeah. Speaking of LA then, when you were over there, you had a fabulous time because I used to love your LA stories when you used to tell me them.
Yeah.
So in LA, Georgie goes from being here and everyone knows her from Hollyoaks to going to LA and nobody knows her.
So
she can get away with murder.
Yeah. It's a blessing and a curse because obviously nothing's free out there. I can't just be like, oh, is there any chance I can tweet this and, you know, maybe get a little freebie?
Yeah.
Like that type of thing. But out there, no one knew me, which was nice because some guys were like, you're beautiful. I was like, no, I don't believe you.
And they're not just saying it because you're Georgie of Hollyoaks. They're saying it because they actually think you're gorgeous.
I didn't believe it. I thought, why aren't you being mean to me? Because usually when there's a guy mean to you, you think, he loves me.
Yes.
He's obsessed.
That's a good way of thinking of it, babe. It's a nice way of thinking. See, this guy's just called me an owl slapper. He's in love.
He loves me. Yeah. Whereas out there, it's completely different. You think, what do you want? No.
Yeah, because they're all normal. Like, they're very vocal, aren't they, in LA?
Yeah, and they're just willing to please. Which just don't make sense.
No,
does it,
which is hard for a girl to turn down if they're just asking and they please. Yeah. Like, oh, come on.
Yeah. What have we been brought up on?
I know. So you had a couple of flings out there, but nothing really.
No, you're allowed to date a few people at a time out there.
That's different.
Which I had to kind of, you have to like train yourself to do it because then you're like, so what are you up to on Thursday? And I'm like, well, I'm going to see Stacey on Thursday, so...
Oh.
Who's Stacey? Yeah. Like what?
And you're at home raging, stalking her on Facebook.
Yeah. Seeing all the mates, see where they go, see what's going on, what does she wear. And then, but then you're allowed to go and see David on Friday.
Oh, wow. So that's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Confusing, but it was okay.
Very different,
yeah.
So you came home. And you're back in fame and you're loving life.
Right, this is the best job I've ever had.
Why?
Okay,
why is it so good?
Tour. There's a lot of cities I'd have never visited, like Brighton, like Grimsby.
You love Brighton? Brighton's so new.
I'd have never have gone there otherwise. And we get to spend a week there. We get paid to be there.
Yeah.
We don't have to wake up till 4 in the day.
That's just a joy, isn't it, if you've been out? Because that's the life, isn't it? So you work of a night, you go out of a night.
Because you buzz in, you cannot settle.
No.
Like, till 3 in the morning, I'm literally awake. Like, I've had the best show.
Mm-hmm.
There's an audience live clapping you.
Yeah.
They're up dancing after at the end.
Yeah, yeah.
And so you're all buzzing. They're all fun. This cast is extremely talented.
Have you made a Bezzy?
Yeah.
Who's your Bezzy?
I've got, like, 4 Bezzies. There's Albie, who plays Joe Vegas, which you're going to love.
Yeah.
He's hilarious. Ryan, who's ensemble, but he does all the swings, so he's extremely talented.
Yeah.
There's Alex, who plays the trumpet.
Mm-hmm.
He is so talented.
And what about your drummer mate?
Louisa. She plays Lamb Chops. She is lovely. Completely right. So can you imagine me, Common, Salford, Manchester?
Yeah.
She is so far from me. She's so posh. She's from Devon. She talks like this, you know.
Oh,
like,
she large dodgy.
Oh, she is. She actually might say the word "la" in between.
Huge.
So she even corrects me on the words I say. Aww. I'll try and say a sentence. She'll go, "Oh, Georgie, I can't let this go. You know, I'm going to have to correct you." And I'm like, "Do it, do it, Louisa. You are my best friend."
That's brilliant.
She is the greatest, and they're all so talented.
Oh, and I'm so glad you're happy. I'm so glad you're happy. Yeah. And you're back home in Liverpool because, yeah, you're from Manchester, yeah, but you've lived in Liverpool for yonks. You lived in Toxteth, didn't you, for a while?
Yeah.
Is there anything that, you know, when someone goes away from home and you say, "What do you miss from home?" Well, Liverpool was your home for so long. Mm. You must have certain things that, or certain places, or certain people that you miss from Liverpool.
Do you know what I even thought? Right. So I was driving to get petrol then, and I had my window open dead loud, and you know when they're filling up the petrol and there's a big tank there and there's all these cones, and as I drove in I was like, "No." So I outwardly said the word "No," and this lad walking past went, "It's going to be there for a while, you know, they've only just put the cones there." And he was like, he enjoyed, like,
you missed the conversation from strangers,
because that's what happens in it in London. It's not the same, not in every kind of city that happens, but he openly was like feeling my sorrow and and like enjoyed it. And actually I drove over the cones and just went through, and he went, "Go ahead, la." And I was like,
ladies of Liverpool.
Now, when a girl goes looking for love round here, they might go looking for a lad in like grey tracky bottoms. Maybe they like them in nice brand new sparkly white trainers. Maybe they like a guy in a suit. Georgie, what have you found yourself really liking lately?
This is a massive confession. So, being in the musical theatre world now, which I'm a part of, I went to see another show, which was a Rocky Horror show.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you've seen it, but there's a lot of the majority of the show is like a guy wearing suspenders and heels.
Yeah.
And I found myself like really fancying it.
So you're sitting there first and you go, "Oh, that's crazy. That's a lovely outfit."
That's great.
Oh, I can see me climbing up those high fishnet tights.
I like a suspender. Like, you know, for yourself, you think, "Oh, when do I ever wear them?" Never think to. But then a man, a fully grown man, really manly, wearing them.
Muscly, hairy legs.
Muscly, hairy. Ooh. Bit of a bend in his knee, because obviously he's in heels.
Yeah.
He's quite a turn on.
Yeah, yeah.
Surprisingly. And then the guy in the, like, you know, the after party, he was wearing a suit.
Yeah.
And a pair of red heels.
See, I'm shocked because from what I know of you, what I've learned in the time of being your friends is that you like a guy in like rigger boots.
Yes.
You like a worky, don't you?
Dirty man lifting things. Yeah. I could watch them for hours.
Dirty big hairy hands she likes. Anyone doing a bit of manual labour.
Just lifting things, like putting one thing over there to another place. I'll happily watch that.
She could be in the Asda and there's a lad stacking shelves. And
watch
she's
it.
Just peeking round the aisle.
I'll be late for appointments because I am watching him.
So there you go. If you want to get George's attention, you ever see her in town, just start like picking stuff up. And moving it round, no matter where you are, what you're doing.
Dead dirt. You just put dirt on your face and lift it up.
Yeah, you're sure to get her attention that way. But you are back in Liverpool. So where have you been? What have you been doing?
So I've literally been on tour since June. Mm-hmm. So that's 6 months. I've been a week in every single city you can imagine.
Best place you've been apart from Brighton?
Llandud, no.
Did you love Llandud?
I loved Llandud, no.
By Does our sea. Mate Jay live in Llandud?
Yes.
Now?
So Jay, who played a dwarf.
Yeah. He was our smallest dwarf, wasn't he? If you came to watch the panto.
He was so funny.
He was the one everyone loved.
We called him a Ferrari at one point because then he run across the stage, the fastest thing.
Super fast.
In red.
Super fast. And he's just had a baby as well.
Oh, congratulations.
Well, his wife.
Jay.
Yeah. So did you get to see Jay while you were in Llandud? No.
He came to see me. He actually let me live in his house.
Oh, hey, that's cute.
Yeah, really good.
Aww.
So I got free accommodation there.
Brilliant.
Because a lot of time you have to pay.
Bonus.
So I got him tickets. He got me a free accommodation.
Yeah.
I ate all his toast.
Well, that's good. So you're still loving all your carbs?
Yeah.
You must need them doing it at such a high energy show.
We're doing 8 shows a week, 2 hours of it. And if you watch it, which you will, thank God, it is hardcore. It's not just, you know, a side click.
No.
It's literally the splits. It's ballet. I'm doing ballet a lot of it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So you trained in the Hammond, didn't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is Chesterways.
Chester, from the age of 16 to 18.
So did you move and live in Chester as well?
Yeah, from the age of 16. Which, to be honest, my mum actually said this today. She was like, you've been living away from home from the age of 16. Why can't you cook?
Yeah, that is a good point, isn't it?
I can't cook.
Well, luckily, your dog doesn't rely on you to cook. You just have to empty a little
she'd be
tent.
Dead.
She'd be dead. But she's doing things herself, isn't she? She's out earning a living.
She is literally earning more than me.
What's right your now. Dog?
A Jack Russell Bichon Frise.
And what's her name?
Lady.
Lady, yeah.
She's quite chatty.
Yeah.
She's a bit of a vocal dog.
She's a barker.
She's literally like, look at me! Who are you?
I wonder where she gets that from.
I would put her in the scruffs category because she's only got one ear. Mm. So I think she's got, you know, like a bit of a minus. She's not a pedigree.
She wouldn't be able to go into the whole club. But what's she modelling or doing?
So Zoflora.
Zoflora?
Yes,
I think disinfectant. I'm probably saying it wrong, but I think that's how we say it around here.
Well, that's how Lady would say it.
Yeah, yeah.
Zoflora! Zoflora!
She's just like her mum.
She's just fun.
Ladies, all Liverpool. Everything Liverpool. Everything for ladies.
Do you ever have moments then, babe, where you catch a little glimpse of Hollyoaks and what's going on now?
Yeah, so in my dressing room, if I've got a telly, when I'm lucky enough, it happens.
The posh theatre's like in Liverpool.
Yes, I'll have a telly there.
You will.
I catch Hollyoaks and I don't know half the people, which is actually it's quite fun because then... It's like a totally different show.
Yeah, it must be strange watching your mates and thinking, I could slot into that, I could just go back.
But also seeing all the originals, like Gary Lucy.
Yeah.
Sarah.
Did you just burp?
I might have burped. It was excitement.
It was so excitement. She's got all the bubbles going on.
I couldn't breathe properly then. I couldn't control my breathing.
So Gary Lucy, who makes a burp, obviously.
Who makes me excited. Sarah plays Mandy.
Oh, yeah.
All the originals that are back. It excites me as well because that's like when... When you're growing up and watching it.
Yeah, so you watched it before you were in
it?
Yeah. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Would you go back in it if there was ever an opportunity?
I would.
Yeah.
I would. But I think for now, what I'm doing is just too much fun and I get a lie-in.
Yeah.
The thought of what happens in Hollyoaks is so much extreme. Then.
So what's the schedule, babe, if you're in Hollyoaks?
Hollyoaks, you will have to be in makeup by 7, I reckon. Mm. I have an hour makeup. You've got your whole day. You have to practice your lines before. You have to learn the lines. Sometimes they change it. Mm. It's quite a stressful job, which makes me appreciate them, all the soap actors, a lot more.
Yeah, yeah.
Theatre, it's like, you know your words every day, don't you?
Yeah, you just... Which can be... bad on certain levels because you can get a little bit of that cabin fever of doing the same
thing.
And you
think, oh, when's this going to end?
Yeah, yeah.
But actually with Fame, I will stand at the side of the stage and watch through the guys and I'm not bored.
It's still fresh, isn't it, babe?
I love it so much. Mm. I go to bed singing their songs, which sometimes you think, I'm going insane.
Yeah, yeah.
But you think, they are so great.
Yeah? Oh, that's cool. So how long do you think we've got of you in Fame? Because if you watch her on Instagram, you've got to find, if you haven't found her already, find her. She's like always backstage doing little films with her mates and stuff.
Sometimes they get a bit annoyed because I will make up things like, okay, so for example, there's a cajon. A cajon is like a little drumming instrument, what Lamb Chops will sit on. If you see it, you'll see it. Mm. But there was a stage of like a few weeks where the cajon kept getting broke.
And was it you?
Well, there was a cajon mystery. You know me too well.
Was
mischievous.
It you? Because this one would probably film it, put it on Instagram and then say she never did it.
Well, there's been like 14 broken ones. So there's a mystery of who the cajon killer is.
And that's you, babe, isn't it?
Maybe.
You don't need Scooby-Doo for this one. I think the writing's on the wall with this one, babe.
Quick, you came out with it as well and I'd be like, confession, yes!
Why does she hate cajons?
Ladies, all Liverpool. Everything Liverpool, everything for ladies.
Everything's going your way at the minute. Your career's great. We haven't found the love of your life just yet, but he's on his way, I imagine. If you could write a little wish list then for Georgie Porter, what would be on it, babe? What would you like to see happen over the next couple of years?
Right, a couple of years, I would probably ask the universe for maybe a man, well... To be honest, it's quite Like, I'm having fun.
You're all right without one, aren't you? That's what I love about you.
To be honest, I think he's good, okay?
Yeah, you don't even want
one. Do I need one?
No.
I mean, for fun and kissing. Kissing guys is fun, isn't it?
Do you miss a bit of, like, kissing on tap?
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I kiss a guy on the show, so maybe that's why
I'm
not...
You're getting your kicks, yeah?
Exactly, maybe that's why I'm not so
desperate. Is he a good kisser?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I'm like, can we kiss more? Well, the director. Sorry, the choreographer said we should kiss more. And I was like, winking, giving him a five. No, joking. So I'm all right for a man at the minute. Maybe I should learn to fake tan more because I've just got one hand brown and the other one's not.
Yeah.
So maybe I should learn to cook.
Put cooking, spray tan machine, yeah. All on your wish list.
Maybe a makeup artist that I could have with me all the time.
You know, you've travelled so much and you've lived in Manchester, yeah. You lived in Chester, you lived in Toxteth, you've lived in LA. Where would you see yourself settling down? Or do you just see yourself floating about forever?
I think I like Canada and I like New York.
Now, have you been to Canada?
I have.
I thought this was going to be a Georgie moment of, have you been? No. I just saw a film that was in Canada.
But have you seen the size of the mooses? The mooses are huge. I think I need to see one.
So is Twilight filmed in Canada?
Maybe.
I think it is.
Maybe I should be a vampire soon.
You could be like out there filming like a movie like Twilight.
Yeah.
And then go and live there. So you see yourself in the snow in Canada.
Yeah.
Fully snow booted up.
Yeah, yeah.
That sounds good.
That would be fun, I think. Yeah. Although I don't like being cold, but yeah, if that's the way I see it.
And would you be acting out there or would you just be coming over and filming your proactive advert and then going back?
No, I think I need to do other things, like maybe with a different accent. Maybe do, maybe even if it feels like a foot cream.
I didn't think you were saying foot then. Oh, it just took a minute then for me to go. Oh,
your eyes went so big.
Saying you went, now. That was foot cream for feet,
your toes.
Thank you very much, Georgie. I'm going to let you go back and do your warm ups now.
Thanks.
To go and get yourself all warmed up in the theatre.
Can't wait for you to see it.
I can't wait myself, babe. You're going to be fabulous if you're here. Whoop whoop from the crowd. That'll be me. And I'll see you afterwards for a little drink.
Yay!
Thank you, babe, for being on our little podcast.
Thanks.
And all the best. And I'll come out and view houses with you in Canada.
Whoop.
Whenever you're ready. Love ya.
Thanks for listening.
Subscribe now
via the iTunes Store. Hear more from the Ladies of Liverpool
via ladiesofliverpool.com.